This week in the Missouri Senate, we review new leadership for the next 2 years.
Today, I'd like to take the opportunity to thank my colleagues.
I am grateful that my caucus has put their faith in me to lead them for 2 more years.
No sooner than the smoke clears from Election Day, Missouri senators and senators-elect come to the Capitol to decide who will be their leaders for the next General Assembly. This time, majority members of the upper chamber choose Senator Dave Schatz of Sullivan as incoming Missouri Senate President Pro Tem and Senator Caleb Rowden of Columbia as the next Missouri Senate Majority Floor Leader. Minority Party senators bring Senator Gina Walsh of Bell Fountain Neighbors back as Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader. Senator Schatz says most of the majority caucus's leadership is new.
This will be the new leadership team. I am extremely excited about the prospects of working with these individuals, leading the Missouri Senate, and working with the governor, and moving Missouri forward.
Senator Walsh will retain her current role of leading the minority.
I'm just happy to be back. I'm ready to go, and I'm excited to start the new session. I have really been grateful to the citizens of my district for sending me back time and time again.
In addition, Senator Wayne Wallingford of Cape Girardeau will serve as Assistant Majority Floor Leader. Senator Sandy Crawford of Buffalo will be Majority Caucus Whip. Senator Dan Hageman of Cosby is reelected as Majority Caucus Chair. Senator Jeannie Riddle of Callaway County is tabbed as Majority Caucus Secretary. Senator Rowden will take over as Majority Floor Leader.
And it is going to be an honor and a great opportunity to work with Senator Schatz as president and these fine men and women on the leadership team and every member of our caucus and folks on the other side of the aisle.
Senator Schatz says he already has 2 goals in mind, with 2 months to go before a session starts.
My role in this position is to move in the direction that the majority wants to move. We are going to sit down, we're going to work through that process, but I think that a lot of that's going to revolve around workforce development, infrastructure investment, probably some of the top priorities of things we'll be working on.
And Senator Walsh echoes one of these aims.
Have infrastructure issues with the defeat of Prop D that we need to work on. We really need to do something to fix our roads for folks to be able to traverse our state.
Assistant Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader Senator Shalone Kiki Curls of Kansas City returns to her role. Senator-elect Carla May of St. Louis is incoming Minority Caucus Chair. Minority Caucus Whip will be Senator Jamila Nasheed of St. Louis. The first regular session of the 100th General Assembly will start in January. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.